BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Did it get merged in a wibbly wobbly house?
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are too.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, I reveal that folk music isn't my favourite. And I was a little bit too honest about the time when Radio 1 just played folk all the time. Do you remember? It was about 4 years ago, Chris.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a time that neither of us massively enjoyed. To be fair, there was a big demand for it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We do think it was a tad overdone.
People liked it, apart from myself. Also, my boyfriend might become a fruit picker. That's discussed. Jade Thirlwall from Little Mix does a DJ set, legit, from her kitchen. Also, I decide to rate my exes. Did I only do 4 in the end, Chris?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, there was one missing. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that another show. Anyway, it's all here on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Enjoy.
One.
Do you remember when we all first started this lockdown? Well, it feels like ages ago now. There was a girl who went a little bit viral because she started rating her ex-boyfriends. Do you remember this, Chris?
Yeah, this was a brilliant idea, although it felt kind of dangerous at the time. Like, it feels naughty hearing someone rate their exes like this, doesn't
Hello,
it?
Hello, everybody. Due to being in isolation, I'm going to rate my ex-boyfriends. In at fourth place, he had a lovely family and a beautiful house. His mum provided a great crisp variety, and he has a cute nephew. Cons were he's a compulsive liar, he had an awful temper, and he keyed my car with a Stanley knife.
Yeah, and she just did her top five.
In third place, with a score of 0.5 out of 10, we had a cute dog, we used to go on nice bike rides, and the only thing I liked about him was his curly hair. The cons were he's narcissistic, he egged both my houses, and he used to go through my phone.
Now I'm thinking, would you like to do this for your exes today? You don't have to give names, but if you want to do a top five, something to while away the time as we continue, not going out of the house. So maybe just write a list now, and then if you're ready to do it on air with me, we won't say their names. Pros and cons, 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you excited to hear me rating my exes in a minute, Chris?
I'm intrigued, because there's been a few. So I'm interested to see who's made the top five, for one. And then I'm interested to hear how you describe them, because there's been some characters.
I'm gonna do the pros and the cons. My top five coming up for you.
And then... what? This is amazing, by the way. Please, can we do this more and more? This is great. And we should get other famouses to do it as well. Because it's great, because it's kind of anonymous still, isn't it? But it's still amazing hearing about the exes.
No names will be given. If you want to do it, I've not seen a response like this for a while. 81199. We'll do this week. Yeah, some famouses would be good to add into the mix. Are you going to do yours at all?
Oh, I don't know. Because here's the thing. You say anonymous, right? But people, they will know. Your exes will know. I'm sure about it. If you're describing them properly, each one of them will know.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait and see how it's gone with you, and then I might do mine.
Okay.
I can't say I'm looking forward to that.
I'm going to kick it off after Dua Lipa. Then coming up just after 12, some of my favourite bits of Chris Stark from this show. Now, this was... I wasn't proud of this afterwards, actually, but we... interviewed Jennifer Aniston. Well, I sent Chris to interview Jennifer Aniston, and it was around the time of when that horrible Bosses film was out. I was in the next room. He knew nothing about it. And Jennifer Aniston is a lovely, lovely, lovely person. But I told her to get more and more awful during the interview. So she started off lovely, lulled Chris into a false sense of security, and then she went for it. And I just said, make it awkward for him. If you've not heard this before, you'll want to at 10 past 12.
It's a silly question then.
It's not a silly question. It just feels like it kind of just seems a little inappropriate.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh. Don't answer then, please.
There we are. So she went from nice to being awful.
It's the worst, right? So the thing is with this interview, I'd interviewed her before and it gone well. Like, what was so frustrating about this is you played this so well, Scott, because it started great. Couldn't have started any better. And then it just... I wanted the ground to swallow me up. The worst.
It definitely unravels. That's coming up within a half hour.
Scott Mills.
Chris is... Chris has just received some news from me while that song was playing. But let's discuss this tomorrow, because there's loads in the show today. But you... You know that they've been saying that if you've been furloughed, you can get another job. And you can be a fruit picker. It's
Which
not
is
that.
Great.
It's not that.
Which
but my
is great.
My boyfriend has been furloughed and is is applying for different things at the moment. I'll tell you on. I'll tell you on tomorrow's show.
I feel no because it's
what's funny.
It's great. It's only because it's your boyfriend, and it's just funny to sort of
him picking fruit.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. There's nothing wrong. It's the way you described him to me. So you said my boyfriend's a fruit picker.
He might be. He's waiting for a callback. Okay.
I can't do it.
It's based on Walker. And then I'll rate my exes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you ready for mine?
I'm ready for this, yeah.
Let us know if you want to do your top five. Maybe you've not had five. You can do a top four, top three, top two, whatever. Okay,
but this is your top five. There's been many, but this is the top five.
Don't keep saying that. In no particular order, all right? And I've changed the names here. Not going to name them. Okay, here we go. Okay, in at five, we have Joe. Children's entertainer. Only found that out after the first date. Looked a bit like Harry Judd from McFly. All-round nice guy. Didn't go on that long because I decided I couldn't date someone that was constantly balloon modelling. In next, at number four, we've got Sean. Would never come to my area. Would always have to go to his. Really annoying friends. Ate with his mouth open. Recently let himself go, which I'm quite pleased about. I've seen the pictures.
That's fine, yeah. Okay. Yes, he loved it. It was always a way for you there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Next, yeah. It's not you. Next at three, we've got Chris. He was an amateur boxer, physically fit, only ever saw him at night time, had three phones, so suspected he had another line of income.
Yes, I remember him.
And then straight in at number one, we've got Jason. Due to his job, could get you an excellent deal on a new kitchen. Weird fascination with man bags of every variety and Khloe Kardashian. Spent far too much time grooming, loved himself way more than he loved me, and found out he was messaging one of my friends to hook up with him on Instagram DM.
Oh.
Scott Mills.
So let me take you back to a time where I pranked him. I pranked him real good. So we had the opportunity to interview Jennifer Aniston. So I thought, let's send Chris along. It was in a fancy hotel in London. I was actually next door, and I had a word with her before and just told her to turn the screws a little bit because Chris had met her before and she was nothing but absolutely wonderful. So I thought, would it be good to change it up a bit, lull him into that false sense of security, and then just apply some pressure, really.
This was so good. I'm still waiting for the day that I can get my revenge on you. The way you played this was extraordinary. This was arguably one of the worst moments of my life that you're about to hear. And the thing is with this as well, I've been out the night before. I was feeling a little bit worse for wear. And I also, when I'd met her before, in a weird set of circumstances, we'd kind of got on. So when I turned up at this thing, I heard from all of her people that, yeah, she's excited to see you. And I was like, yeah, right. You know, you're just talking rubbish. And anyway, when I walked in, she couldn't have been nicer when I first walked in. That's what made this even worse. Like, I thought I'd gone from the ultimate position in an interview. I thought I'd gone from being golden boy to the absolute worst person on the planet.
I told
this
her to, yeah,
honestly
I told
is
her,
horrific.
I just told her to switch halfway through. And you will hear the exact moment where she did switch. Here's when Chris met Jennifer Aniston, but I'd had a secret word with her before.
Scott Mills.
The last time I saw you, I spoke to you, and then the video got something like 3 million views.
It did.
Which is crazy. It actually went all right, so I'm kind of anxious about this one going as well. Horrible Bosses 2 sees you back as Dirty Dentist.
Yeah.
Did you ramp up the character even more for the sequel?
I think we did. We when the writers sort of, you know, said to me, how far can we go?
Yeah. Because your character Julia is so forward.
Right.
I'm interested to know how you would make the first move if you wanted to with a guy.
How would I make a first
move?
Yeah,
how would you? I mean, you're a famous. Is it really hard for someone like you to make the first move on a guy? So like, I don't know, if you're out and about and you've started to see someone, how do you, as a famous person, let them know that you like them?
Struggling.
Is it trickier being famous?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think that's an extremely appropriate question.
Oh.
I'm also committed to somebody. I don't hit on people.
Oh, no, I don't mean like that. I just mean that when you start in a relationship, is it harder to do that being famous or doing first dates and things like that?
I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a silly question.
It just feels like it kind of just seems a little inappropriate.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Don't answer then, please.
You know what I mean? Just in terms of like saying, how do you hit on people?
No, apparently Radio 1 are doing a documentary all about famouses in love and famous people in love and how it's difficult and different. So they asked me to ask that question to you. So sorry about that.
Wait, what? So what was the exact question?
I don't worry about it. I'll move on. It's all fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. I definitely didn't want to be inappropriate.
I just felt a little uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Sorry. My fault.
Talking about like dating and like,
Yeah, of course. Yeah, my fault.
Hit on people.
In the film, it's weird hearing you say all the words, all the different words for, bloke's parts. There's that one scene where you use all these different words to describe bloke's parts.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about writing your own erotic fiction? You know, like 50 Shades of Grey-esque.
No.
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 Are you the type of lady that's looking forward to the 50 Shades of Grey film?
No.
On Valentine's Day?
I mean, that's not really.
No.
I'm looking forward to. You tried what once?
Writing erotic fiction.
Yeah, I don't try. I don't write erotic fiction.
No.
I think seeing 50 Shades of Grey will be interesting just because of all of the hype around it.
Yeah.
And I'm also.
Oh, hello. You're right.
Hi.
What are you actually doing here?
Hi.
Sorry, this is Scott Mills.
Hi.
Hello, you're all right.
I just wanted to crash the interview. Just thank you so much for that. I'm here because we told Jennifer to make the interview as awkward as possible.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
It makes me feel terrible.
This is my actual nightmare right now.
You can relax.
I'm so stressed because I just wanted to talk to you about all these different things and. I genuinely was like, I want someone to swallow me up.
Yeah.
Can we get a tissue?
You're such a absolute.
Give me a tissue, honey.
Mills. Like, why would you?
It's not my fault. It's not Jennifer's fault.
It's
my fault. I know you are. But it's fine.
Oh, no.
But
this is
because you said you'd seen me before, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like,
it's going to go well.
And then I was like, I'm asking everything wrong here. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to book you a massage.
Look at you.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Obviously, does this work? Do I need to hold this? Does this actually do anything?
Obviously.
I don't know anymore.
Like, does my voice go away?
I'm genuinely
this
really
proves
confused.
That I'm a bad person and Jennifer Aniston is the nicest interviewee ever.
Oh.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Actually, listening back to that was awful for you. I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologise again now, but a few years later. The actual cringe surged through my entire body there. Wow. Worst thing I've ever heard, but great, says Meg in Ellesmere-Port. The cringe, I cannot cope, Sam in Cornwall, I know.
Scott Mills.
Is it possible to be sick through cringe? I felt I almost got to that point there.
That was right, it's come back to me now. Do you remember that question I had to ask? And I remember a producer at the time, another guy called Chris, who I would like to dig out right now, he was like, you must ask this question. You definitely have to ask this question. It's for BBC Bite Size or something. That was a lie as well, I've just realised.
Well, that question was, we agreed with her before that as soon as you asked that question, as soon as you asked that, that's when she would turn and be awkward and uncomfortable and difficult. Which he isn't at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, that is the same reason I sometimes listen to spa music on my phone and pretend while we're in lockdown that I am in a spa. I told you I'd do that.
No, I didn't know you do that. Do you apply oils to yourself as well?
No, I haven't got any. But I just sometimes just play this off my phone. It's like... See, you can recreate that spa experience at home.
Just like... Are you suggesting Phil Taggart's show?
Lie face down on your bed.
Well, that's maybe what the build is for Phil Taggart then, isn't it? He sort of encourages some sort of spa night with his music.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Rachel's got a question. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Scott. Look, I'm wondering what time you're doing the Don't Look It Up quiz today, because I've got a Zoom meeting to organise, but off the quiz takes priority.
Oh, OK, yeah, we haven't done this for a few weeks, but now we're back on our normal-ish time. Yeah, we are going to do Don't Look It Up. So this is our quiz that we do. Not done it for a few weeks because we've either not been on or we've been filling in for Greg, but you will need someone to play up against. So maybe it's someone you work with, maybe you're not with them at the moment. I mean, via WhatsApp you can do this, or you can do it with mates on House Party or whoever you are isolating with. If you're the boss of a team working from home, maybe the winner gets an hour off or something, you know. You need something to play for. Yeah, maybe it's who buys the first drink when we're all out of this. Maybe it's like who buys the shopping.
Lined up. We've been doing this for weeks. We've got the prizes lined up, Scott. We've been doing this for weeks.
What are your prizes?
Last week was horrendous. Okay, after isolation, we've got a Wetherspoons voucher, £20. Obviously, that's a big deal. That's a jackpot, to be honest with you. So we wait for a Friday for that. Well, Thursday, generally. So that's a jackpot prize. But otherwise, we deliver food to each other on Deliveroo. Whoever wins gets a Saturday night takeaway. It's all going on. Last week was horrendous because you guys weren't around. So I'm buzzing for today.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You for bringing it back.
You are so involved with this. Do you want to know today's rounds?
Yes, please. I cannot wait.
OK, three rounds. The first round is, how old are they now?
Oh, gosh. Now, what era are we talking?
You'll see. It's people that you'll know, all right? Number two.
What else we got?
Number two is live lounges that time forgot. I always enjoy a forgotten live lounge, don't you?
That's a great one. I'm looking forward to that.
And number three category is jobs of history.
Oh, my God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jade Thirlwell's Kitchen Anthems.
Good afternoon, Jade Thirlwell.
Good afternoon, Scott Mills.
I hope that we find you in your kitchen because that's what's been running as the trailer all weekend. Jade DJs from her kitchen.
Of course, that's what I'm doing. I've got the kettle on, I'm ready to go.
Now, I bet you, I can't see you, but I bet you've got some banging appliances in there.
Honestly, you should see my kettle.
What's so great about the kettle?
Well, she's quite a modern one, I would say. She holds a lot of water in there.
She.
Our kettle. I'm going to call her Mavis the kettle.
I think when you're doing this DJ set, Jade, you know those videos going around where people are by the cookers pretending to mix and then throwing air freshener in the air as sort of CO2 cannons. It needs to be all of that, you know?
Do you know what? I'm going to send you a little vid of me doing that after this.
Thanks. I've actually got some disinfectant spray here. Kills 99.9% bacteria on viruses and surfaces. When you want me to fire off the cannons, this is going to be it, right?
On the drop.
Yeah, all right. So I've got... Let me just test it. There it is. All right. What are we going to play first, Jade?
So, first of all, we are going to play Jason Derulo's Want to Want Me.
And why?
Because it was actually one of the songs we performed for Live Lounge, and it was one of my favourites. We did it with a gospel choir. We mixed it in with Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. It was, a really good Live Lounge for us.
I remember this.
Honestly, I think Jason Derulo is a bit underrated, you know.
Do you mean underrated as in he should be treated on the same level as, like, who am I thinking of here? Like, Adele.
Well, I just think, like, he's still not... To me, he's not, like, a household name in the UK. Like, you know his songs.
What Jade is trying to say is that Jason can be a little bit on the cheese side, but we should embrace that.
Listen, I know all about that. we get that all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Jade.
So I feel like he's in our caliber and should be appreciated more.
If you get bored today, which you will, please, please, if you haven't already, please check out Jason Derulo's clothing line. It's my favourite thing.
I didn't even know he had one.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's clothes that you would never wear apart from if you were on stage.
Fantastic, that's my type of clothing.
But he's selling it to us. It's like, yeah, just wear these trousers with 1,000 zips. That'll look good in Bridgend.
Oh, that's a nightmare if you walk past a ship or something metal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, he's a metal detector nightmare. Anyway, let's play Jason Derulo, Want to Want Me, Jade Furwell in the mix.
Woo! It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. No, I want it through. I want it through. Just to get up next to you. I would do anything just to get up next to you. Anything and everything just to get up next to you. Baby, just to get up next to you.
Jade Furwell's Kitchen Anthems.
Jade Furwell is realising her childhood dream. She's a DJ now on Radio 1.
Oh, I love it, you know. Absolutely love it. I feel like I'm in Benidorm on the desks.
Do you feel powerful?
I really do. I like being in control, you know, picking the songs myself.
Yeah, what's on the rider, Jade? What drink have you got on the go?
I mean, right now I've got a Yorkshire tea going on, but I'd
Lush.
Like to pretend that I'm having, you know, a little bit of coconut rum with some pineapple juice in the sunshine.
Right, okay, what are we going for next?
So next up, I have chosen Say So by Doja Cat.
Okay, yeah. This song is everywhere. Why do you love it?
It's just really feel good. I mean, I don't have a clue what she's saying in the song, but it just makes me feel really good and really happy. I like how it's kind of like retro sounding.
Because you love Say So, though, that's your entry-level Doja Cat. Let me introduce you to a track she did about cows called Moo. Have you heard that?
No, but honestly, I feel like I'm going to become a fangirl just from these song titles alone.
Check this out.
Yeah.
You like?
Oh, I love that. I might write one of them like reply tracks back called like Oink or something.
A reply track to Moo. But let's play Say So. I really feel like you're going to get into Doja Cat now.
Jade Furwell's Kitchen Anthems.
Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my. Are you acting like you shite? Shut it, save it, keep it, pushing. Why you beating round the bush and knowing you want all this woman? Never knock it till you die. Yeah. All of them saying I have you with me. All of my saying you mad committed. Really to anybody you had them ready. All of the body I need out.
Jade is DJing on Radio 1 from her actual kitchen. That was Doja Cat and Say So on BBC Radio 1. Okay, where can we go to next?
We are going to change things up a bit. I'm going to go with Sam Fender and Hypersonic Missiles.
Okay, different. Why?
Whoa. And I think Northerners like to see...
Oh, what's cooking?
What's the alarm?
Well.
Hang on, what's the alarm?
Sorry, that was me, Hob. We've been touching it too much.
I was hoping you were doing another one of your pies. I heard about that.
You know what? I do love cooking a pie. It's because it's dead easy. I just buy the ready-to-roll. I don't do it properly.
Same.
Do you know what I mean?
I ready-to-roll only yesterday, actually.
Exciting times,
so
eh?
So exciting, isn't it? Excellent penis pie, though.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate that.
Really nice. One
I've
of the
been,
best
you know,
I've seen.
I've
pies,
been here
I mean.
Alone in the flat with two friends, and we all decided to put what we were missing on the pie. That's where that came from.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna play Hypersonic Missiles by Sam Fender. Sorry, you didn't even get to why you loved it so much.
Oh well, I tell you why I love it. I love the message of it. Obviously, it's really cleverly written. And I think the Northeast, when we see someone like starting to do well, everyone like rallies behind him and supports him. And his banter is hilarious.
He's a good lad.
And yeah, and I think for me, he's kind of like a Geordie, like Brandon Flowers with a bit of Jimmy Neil. So I'm very much here for that.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park.
Hey, time for hypersonic missiles.
Mills, Kitchen Anthems.
All right, what are we going to play next, Jade?
So next up, I feel like it's a bit of time for a dance number. I'm going to go with Robin S, Show Me Love, because she recently had a bit of limelight thanks to Chanel the Paris.
Oh, you were all over this. I mean, everyone has been.
Honestly, that video had me in tears.
You recreated it, though.
Yeah, so I was on TikTok and I saw that somebody had mashed together the lady looking for Chanel when she goes, Chanel! Like that. And then they've mixed it in with, one.
Okay, so let's play a special Chanel version of Show Me Love. Let's go!
Woo! I'd just like to say as well, Chanel has been found safe and sound. So
Chanel,
shout out to Chanel.
It's fine.
Jade Thirlwell's Kitchen Anthems.
Chanel!
Robin S. Chanel remix of Show Me Love. Jade Thirlwell choosing the tunes on BBC Radio 1.
Woo! Right, guys, while that was playing, we've actually managed to find Chanel's actual Instagram.
No way.
What, the woman that owns Chanel, not actual Chanel?
Well, the woman in the parrot, and she's already started a merch line.
No way.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say as well, I feel like she really looks like Rebecca Vardy.
Oh, actually, she does a bit.
A little bit, yeah, like her long-lost cousin or something.
Yeah. All right, that was Robin S. Jade, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to set off in your kitchen? Like, bang some pots and pans, whatever, like on Thursday nights?
Yeah, I can, like, rummage the cutlery a bit or something.
Yeah, do that. That with my CO2 disinfectant spray. Oi, oi!
Woo!
Oh, man, it's all over my phone. That's fine, though. My phone is clean. Right, last song, what are we going to do?
So, last up, of course, I've got to play one of our tunes. I'm going to go with our brand new single, Breakup Song.
Listen, thank you for being our guest DJ today. Thank you, Jade.
Thank you so much, guys.
This is not a second chance, no baby. This is not a new romance, not tonight. Oh, this is for the nights I cry for you, baby. Hoping you could be the one. I'll be good all by myself, yeah, I'll find a way to dance without you. In the middle of the crowd, I forget all of the pain inside.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's speak to Matt. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, do you want some flour or yeast?
Well, I was just wondering, are you doing these like food parcels just for celebs or the normals, you know, can normals apply?
It starts with celebs right. And then like if there's enough demand, then I'll go on to the normals, Matt, yeah.
Nice, look forward to it.
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling like I've got loads of jobs around the house, so that's good. But I'm starting to run out of jobs. I'm starting to like will the grass to learn a little bit, you know, and just try and find some little jobs to do now.
Right, so you're hoping, like, are you having dreams probably, or like hoping and praying that the grass will grow a bit so you've got something to do?
Yes. I'm looking out the window, looking at the sun, thinking, come on, grass. I've painted the outside of the house, I've painted the inside of the house, I've tidied the garage. Come on, grass, one more time.
And that's where we're at, everybody. That's where we're at. Okay, so, like, what do you normally do? Electrician, isn't it?
Electrician, yeah. So mostly domestic work. So work around people's houses. So obviously that's why I'm painting walls and willing the grass to grow.
Got it. Chris? Sorry, yeah, I just realised I took you off there. You were probably talking to no one.
Well, I was talking. So yeah, if you're listening to this right now, I'm at my home at the moment. Scott's in the studio. Occasionally, when he gets bored of me, he just sort of fades me down.
I wonder why you're being so quiet. I was like, why is he not talking? And then realised I hadn't pressed the button. So,
listen, I'm not going to repeat it, Matt. I just said the funniest thing.
Oh, did you?
I've ever said.
Did you?
I believe that.
No, it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right to do it twice. But Matt, I'm really pleased you're on. Do you know what? You've got one very important job to do now, and that is choose the next song on Radio 1. And I've got an absolute banger for you, my friend.
Don't let me down.
How annoying when it's the funniest thing you've ever said and I faded you
off. I know, right? I know.
All right, what have you got then? Oh, hello.
Come on. What a song. One of the greatest of all time. This is the mighty Blazing Squad.
What?
With Flip Reverse It.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What do you mean, what?
That's not a Chris song. There's something going on here. That is never a Chris song.
How dare you? Blazing Squad, some of our finest rappers the UK has ever produced.
It's a Chris song in Watford when he was 17. Okay, this is my one. It's Yolanda B. Cool and D Cup. We don't speak Americano.
Okay.
Oh, man. Everyone's wanting yeast now. The offer's not on at the moment. Okay, yes?
Well, I feel slightly let down. Oh. You know, normally I'd be very much firmly a Chris man, but I just don't think he's...
You don't want to hear...
Come on, lad. It could be amazing, honestly.
He doesn't want to hear...
But that's right at the start. Well, after that, he's so good.
Come on, yeah. Go on. Go on, treat us all a little bit. Give us a bit of Blazing Squad. Go on. We don't hear it at all.
Right, Chris, I'm doing you a solid there. You've let me down.
Oh, I love you.
Solid. But, you know, based on past history, Blazing Squad.
Oh, I owe you. All right, mate, nice one.
It was going to be mine, but I'm not mad at this at all.
Hello there, Pia Crouch,
Chris Stark,
and Tom Fordyce
from that Pia Crouch podcast here.
We all know it's really important for everyone to practice social distancing.
So that means only leaving your home for essential trips and maintaining a gap of 2 meters or 6'6" between you and everyone else when you're outside your house. Now, if those numbers seem a bit random, it's the length of a king size bed, it's the height of a standard door, it's the length of a surfboard, or for us three on this podcast, it is the distance from Peter Crouch's shoes to his eyebrows.
Exactly. Don't be a 1 meter Michael, you need to be a 2 meter Peter. So stay at home,
protect the NHS,
save lives.
It's best to ask first, so it's good that they did in that song. That is Blazing Squad and Flip Reverse It on BBC Radio 1. If you let me... I was in isolation slump, but this banger's totally brought me out of it. Perfect choice. That's from Jax in Stroud.
What is it? What? I've never actually questioned the lyrics on some of these songs. I can use my imagination, should I?
It's If You Let Me, I Want to Flip Reverse It.
Yeah, just unsure. Kat in Southampton's Texas said, just turned on the radio. Cannot believe my ears. Is this Blazing Squad? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Who is responsible for this? Chris Stark. Please marry me.
Yep.
Already married, but that's what you could have won.
Sarah in Scarborough, just had a quick flip reverse while working there. Multitask. Sam from Surrey, made my day. That has made a lot of people's day. Bit of Blazing Squad for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, quiz time. I love how much you lot are getting involved with this. Maisie in Surrey says, play against my boyfriend Liam. Loser has to pay for the food shop today. I'm glad this quiz is back. If only I could remember how to do it. I think it'll be fine. We've not done it for a few weeks because we were filling in for Greg and then we were off last week. It's time for Don't Look It Up. We go head-to-head in a quiz. We want you to play along against each other, but we don't want you to look anything up. No phones. Put your phone away. Get it over there. No cheating. Three rounds in the quiz. And today's quizmaster, we welcome back Will. Hi, Will.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Will. Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Now, after each question, we will have 5 seconds to write down each answer. If you've got the answer right, you get a point. I hope that all makes sense. This person says, I'm playing against my girlfriend, Faye. This is Simon in Cambridgeshire. Loser gets the takeaway for digital date night on Friday. She doesn't know that she signed up to that yet. Jeanette's playing with her two daughters. If she wins, they will cook dinner for her all week. Bryony from Wales is playing with her uni friend of 7 years. Phoebe from York, they're doing it on WhatsApp, playing along at home. They love this quiz. I mean, it's something to look forward to. Okay, we've got three rounds. Well, what is round one?
Round one is, how old are they now?
How old are they now? Okay, what does this involve?
I will describe a person. You have to guess their current age. And it's
exactly.
Well, it's closest to, so there's only 1 point on offer here.
Okay, so we have to guess a celebrity's age.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Round one. This is, how old are they now?
Question one. He's a rapper, singer, actor and producer with four number ones, but how old is Pharrell Williams?
Okay, five. Five. No, yeah, 5 seconds. Pharrell still looks banging, right?
That's not the question, though.
No,
I'm going 49.
No, okay. He looks, I mean, I want that skincare regime, whatever it is, because he looks the same. He looks the same as like 20 years ago. I'm going 46.
Scott takes the point. He's 47.
Is he?
Oh, so close.
Good on it. Okay, question two, please, on how old are they now?
She made her name as a child star in Mrs. Doubtfire, Miracle on 34th Street, then as Matilda in Matilda. But how old is Mara Wilson now?
5 seconds. I remember her. I just know her face. I never knew her name.
So is that the child?
Yeah.
Well, Matilda. Yeah,
yeah.
Right, have you seen Succession?
Yes.
On the HBO.
I love it.
Really
it's
good.
The best.
So that's got Macaulay Culkin's brother in, who was in Home Alone 2. Surprisingly, he's like 40 now. Remember the one with the big glasses? Okay, I'm going to go... Matilda. Okay,
I didn't
I'm gonna
know
go
that.
25. Do you not know that?
No. She's got to be older than that. I'm going to go... 35.
Let us know your answers. How do you do in this quiz? Let us know. 35, yes?
Mara Wilson, a.k.a. Matilda, is now 32. So Chris takes the point.
Oh, come on.
Okay. And final question on how old are they now?
Question three. He may be fictional, but that doesn't stop him having a birthday. Based on what gets said in the books, how old would Harry Potter be on the 31st of July this year?
Oh, I have no idea. Literally. Okay. So you would have had to read the books for this. Don't know. Oh, I know. 48.
I'm going to go 33.
This is a great one.
On the 31st of July this year, Harry Potter will be 40. So Chris takes it just.
Oh!
Come on!
Okay,
great.
Let us know how you did. That's a brilliant one. Like, everyone's going to be writing that down for a future pub quiz and using it as their own original question. How are you doing so far on Don't Look It Up? I hope you're not using the internet. We'll find out.
Scott Mills.
One. Katie and Matt from Cardiff are playing along. They are not looking up the answers. Good. Matt has put down Skyrim for the first time since lockdown to compete against Katie in the quiz. Tensions running high. David in High Wycombe got 2 out of 3 there. Lauren in Norfolk was 1 away for the first 2 questions, but nowhere near Harry Potter being 40. She's playing on her own today. It's Scott and Chris. We're playing against each other. Will, the quizmaster, is here. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, round two.
Round two.
Which is?
Live lounges that time forgot.
Oh, God. Okay, what happens here?
I'm going to play you a bit of a live lounge that maybe we haven't heard for a little while, a live lounge cover, and you simply need to name the artist or the band or the song they're covering, Scott. So question one.
So keen.
One.
Yes.
The Live Lounge All-Stars weren't the first to cover The Best of You in the live lounge. Can you name this member of Blue turned solo artist who sung it?
Someone getting the best of you. Someone getting the best of you.
That didn't happen.
Oh, real.
Our one's times like these, but yeah, Foo Fighters, I know what you meant. Okay, OK, 5 seconds. They let solo members of Blue do Live Lounge. It's been going a long time. OK, I'm going to go Lee Ryan.
I've gone Lee Ryan as well.
The answer is Lee Ryan. Very good.
Wow. Lee Ryan Live Lounge. Bring that
back. Does he have to get approval for that before the Live Lounge? Or is it just sort of apologise afterwards?
Well, I think that about every Live Lounge, though. Do they have to ask the artist? Probably not, if they're just performing it. I don't know. But they are performing on, like, a massive, like, worldwide stage. I don't know. Good question. OK, as we head into number two.
Question two. It may not be the most obvious cover choice, but can you name this group covering Drake's Hold On, We're Coming Home? Yes, I'm a good girl and you know it. Good girl. You act
so different around me. Oh, God. 5 seconds, write it down.
Tricky.
Okay, so they cover Drake. Is it Stushy?
Oh, that's what I've written. I've written Stushy as well.
Yes, well?
The answer is, and if we play the clip again, you'll hear it, The Saturdays.
Oh, okay, play again.
Oh.
Yes, you can hear Molly in there, can't you? No.
Well, whose vocal was that?
Molly.
On the front there. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so give yourself a point if you said Saturdays. We both said Stushy, so we're wrong. Number three.
Finally, Radio 1 has supported some fairly niche folk bands, and Stornoway certainly come under this category.
Who?
But can you name... Stornoway?
Okay.
But can you name the song they're covering here in this clip?
Oh, God. Right, can I just say something?
Oh, God.
I've been at Radio 1 a long time, okay? And obviously you have to respect and play what the current music trends are. And I've lived through a lot of those trends. You know, like the pop. There was a pop trend and then that came back again. Then it went like massively R&B. Not punk.
The 80s?
And then it was like everything was drum and bass for a while. Then everything sounded like David Guetta. My least favourite time that we went through, and I had to grin and bear it and suck it up like a princess every day, was the folk phase. Oh, my God. Literally every... Oh, God, my left hand's free! Out of the news.
There was an amazing text we got sent once that we've got still talk about. And it, for us, was the tipping point of this whole folk thing.
Oh.
And it was a text that said... did we save this as well, Scott? We put this somewhere, but it basically said, why is Radio 1 playing so much farm music?
We did play... We went through a real farm phase. Everything was folk. Everything was... Anyway, those days are gone. But that was from those days. Stornoway there, I believe, covering Wiley Wearing My Rolex.
Wearing My Rolex.
Is the correct answer, although they called the cover Wearing My Casio, but...
Oh. Folk off.
Yeah,
It's gone now. Anyway, it's like no. There's only a bit. We played Mumford and Sons. That's fine. But that's my level. Any more than that, I was Alt J and that. I wasn't feeling it. Anyway, just my personal opinion. I know a lot of people very much enjoyed it. Okay, where are we for scores, please?
Currently, we are Chris 4, Scott 3.
Okay, should we do round? Let's do round 3. Come on.
Round 3.
Which is
jobs in history.
Okay, what do we do here?
I will name a job in history that no longer is around anymore, and you have to say what they did.
Okay, let's do it. Good round, this.
Question one. One job listed on the 1801 census was turnip shepherd, and they're still in high demand now. What did they do?
5 seconds.
You're a turnip shepherd. Scott Mills is definitely a turnip shepherd. You're definitely a...
You're... Takes one to know
you
one.
Like to shepherd the turnips on the regs.
Okay, but what do they do? What do they do, though?
This is for the turnip shepherds.
They make sure no one.
I'm going farmer.
They make sure no one steals the turnips from the fields. That's my answer.
I'm not going to give either of you a point there. They delivered vegetables.
Oh. All right.
Literally shepherded turnips.
Okay, our next one.
Question two. It was very hard work, but what did you do if you were considered a cow banger?
5 seconds. Cow banger.
Cow banger.
All right. Yes?
I'm going to go, just because I remember it was an old-fashioned job, those people that had to wake people up. So they'd come by your bedroom window and just sort of bang on the window off the olden days.
Okay. I'm going to say... Is it the people that... No, I don't know. I don't know. What's the answer?
They were agricultural labourers. They picked up cowpat for fertiliser.
Oh, they picked up the cowpat?
Mm.
Okay, we got one more?
Finally, question three. Often not the most popular person... This might ring a bell. If you were a knocker-upper of men and women, what was your job?
I think I've gone too
Five
early
seconds.
There.
My boyfriend, who's been furloughed, accepts this job as a fruit picker. Is he going to be... He's going to be a turnip shepherd.
Well, if I was a delivery driver right now, I would love the idea that my job in some ways could also be classified as a turnip shepherd.
Knocker upper, is it not before alarm clocks were invented and they went around knocking on everyone's doors to wake them up?
Yep. Same answer as before.
Same, I feel that might be an inquiry after this. The final scores?
Yes.
Chris 5, Scott 4.
Oh,
come on,
strong return,
winner.
Chris.
Right, let us know how you did, please, on today's Don't Look It Up. Your scores, please. Who won, who lost, and what they will be doing if they did lose tonight. Let us know. We'll do it again tomorrow.
One. The Scott Mills Daily.
They've said that you can apply for a second job if you are furloughed at the moment. My boyfriend is—it's gone beyond boredom now in the house, Chris. Discovered TikTok late last night, and promises me that by the time I come home, he will have learnt a dance. Yay! So I'm urging him to get out of the house and get that second job tomorrow on the show. I'll have details of whether he's got a call back. He's waiting. He's on a waiting list. But second job,
but you haven't
potentially.
Said, right, so you haven't said what it is yet.
Can we say?
Does it ruin it?
I'm just here because it will help people out and also you get a uniform.
Okay. So what's he going to be?
And you can wear the uniform at home if need be. Delivery.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, amazing.
Yeah. But only in my car, because you don't have a bike.
Right, so he's okay. Well, fascinating this, just because. Well, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, but it's just because it's him, you know. Because I know him, I know how kind of amusing it is to imagine him doing this.
Yeah. So the application is you have to send a photo of your face with your passport and upload it. So he's done that, and now he's just waiting for a call back.
Fantastic. So
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Wow.
But potentially,
excited.
More me time in the house. More me time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you like what you just heard, subscribe to us on BBC Sounds.